Welcome to episode 45 of How to Be a STEMinist. Today's topic is something that gets brought up a lot when women approach me for coaching, and that is that they feel stagnant in their careers. So they've gotten to a stage where, you know, they've grown, they've gotten probably to mid-level, and now they feel stuck. They feel pigeonholed into doing a role that no longer excites them. So I'm going to explain a few of my own theories of why I believe this happens, especially for women in male-dominated environments, and what you can do about it. This is the How to Be a STEMinist podcast. I'm your host, Tiffany, a proud woman in STEM. To me, being a STEMinist means creating a wildly fulfilling career without compromising your family or social life. Because when you love your whole life, you become a living example that a career in STEM is where it's at. I'm on a mission to equip women in STEM around the world with strategies to take back control of their career progression, navigate those difficult and awkward gender equality issues, and stop balancing work with life and start enjoying it. If you want to learn all the things no one else teaches you about being a woman in STEM, you've come to the right place. Let's get stuck in. Hey, it is so good to have a chat with you today and catch you up on what's been going on. I get so many messages from all of you amazing listeners to tell me what's been happening in your lives, which episodes have been making a real impact in your careers. I'm always so happy to hear your messages. So if you want to get in touch, please do. All of my contact details are on the show notes here, but I'm very active on Instagram. So come and shoot me a message if you're listening right now. My handle is @TiffanyDawson_. But yeah, I'm generally feeling pretty excited about life. I know this might be common for people who dwell in the UK. The next kind of unleashing of us from lockdown is coming up on the 29th of March, so that's next Monday. And that means we can finally meet as a group of six adults outside. It's going to be so good because as much as I love one-on-one time with my friends, I also just miss chilling out and not necessarily doing anything, because at the moment we have to catch up with someone while exercising. So it means walking, and it's just a different vibe when you can relax, sit around and just chat with your friends with no real, I guess, agenda or place to go. So I am really, really looking forward to that. I know a couple of people who've already got their vaccines as well. So things seem to be looking up here, which is so exciting. For those of you who don't know, I am also pregnant with my first child, and the 29th of March is also a big day because that is when I have my 20-week scan, and over here in the UK that is when we can find out the sex of our baby. So that's something we're gonna do. I'm really, really excited. I feel like it's not felt real since, well, still now it doesn't feel real, and some people say it doesn't feel real until the baby's actually here, but yeah, I just feel like maybe knowing its gender might make the baby seem a bit more real to my life. I don't know if that is sensible logic or not, but anyway, this is the first time I've had a child, so I will let you know. What else has been happening? I have been, yeah, I guess partnering up with a few different corporate clients to deliver either workshops or a series of talks. This is where I light up so much. I absolutely love hosting group workshops for women in STEM for a few reasons. I guess, first of all, I had been a part of like an attendee at group workshops before when I was working as an engineer. And I just always grew so much. It just stretched my mind. It got me to think about new ideas, and I knew that it would benefit me so much, and they always did. And I think that's why I love hosting them so much, because I get to facilitate a safe and friendly environment. I get people to share their experiences. Sometimes they're really tough. Most of the time, women feel like they're the only ones who have been through a certain challenge before, and they feel really alone until they come to a workshop of mine and they're like, oh my goodness, thank goodness you asked this question and someone else opened up, because I've done the same or I've experienced the same challenge. It's just amazing. And every time I have a workshop on that day, I bounce straight out of bed because I'm so excited to deliver it. I'm also working with a couple of new individual coaching clients starting up over the next couple of weeks. And very sadly, I will also be finishing up some coaching packages with two clients over the next coming month. It's sad because I won't be able to catch up with them on a regular basis anymore, but I always do keep tabs on them and they're always welcome to come back and ask me any questions. But that also means I can open up two more coaching spaces for any women in STEM out there who feel like they need some guidance. You know, we don't always get the leadership and role models that we want to become in our own workplaces, especially as women in STEM. You know, often our leaders are very different to us. Not that that's a problem or not that that's a bad thing, but sometimes it's just really hard to find that role model who you can relate to or that you want to aspire to be like. And coaching really helps my clients to find their own leadership style and to overcome some of those really tricky challenges. Before I get started on today's topic, a very related thing which you will be interested in is my next web class. The title of it is Intro to Strategic Thinking for Women in STEM. Now, this is something that I'll be talking a lot about today, and across all of my social channels, you will have noticed that I've been talking about strategic thinking. But this is where you can join me live and I will teach you a whole bunch of things that you need to know in order to get comfortable, firstly, with being strategic, and also a couple of techniques and methods that you can use to start becoming more strategic today. This is stuff that people don't often teach us about, but it, you know, if we don't learn to be more strategic, to think for ourselves, to sometimes even go against advice that we're given, it's really easy to get stuck, treated like a junior, when in fact you want to be treated like a leader. So come along to this web class if this piques your interest. I have left the link to enroll for free in the show notes in here. Otherwise, you can visit tiffanydawson.co/webclass to enroll. That is happening next Wednesday on the 31st of March. Anyway, let's get on with today. So we're talking about feeling stagnant in your career. Have you been there before? Have you ever felt stuck, like every day was Groundhog Day, you're just doing the same thing over and over again? Or maybe you are super busy all the time, you're so busy that you don't even have time to think, or in my past case, go to the toilet. How awful is that? I used to be so busy that I would be busting for the loo for half the day and I couldn't go. I now realize that was a choice. I definitely could go, but I felt tied to my desk and I felt like I just had to crack through all this stuff that other people had told me to do, that I didn't stop to think, is what I'm doing firstly enjoyable? Is what I'm doing helpful? Is this the most efficient use of my time? Okay, I'm very sure that you might be able to relate to a couple of those instances. And these all keep us feeling stagnant. It's really weird because sometimes we feel like, okay, if we get more stuff done, then we'll prove that we're really good at our jobs, that we're capable, that we're a safe pair of hands, and therefore we'll get a promotion, or we'll be taken seriously, or we'll be given more opportunities at work. But time and time again, not just from my own experience, but also from my experience of coaching other women, this is not the case. More work done does not equal pay rise, promotion, recognition, any of that. You don't get extra kudos for doing more work. The people who get extra kudos and go places are people who can think strategically. So that's what I'll be talking about today. So if you felt kind of stuck in your career for a while, I know for my own experience, I've spent a couple of years feeling like I was pigeonholed, that I wasn't being given the opportunities that my colleagues were. I felt like maybe there was something wrong with me, that I wasn't good enough. Maybe I should try harder and get more stuff done to get taken seriously. People just weren't really treating me like the adults that I had become at the workplace. I know, you know, when you first start off as a graduate, especially in engineering, you get treated like a child, you get told what to do. But then comes this middle part of your career where you're capable of making decisions, but then people still don't trust you to make them, so they still tell you what to do. And then when they tell you what to do, they also don't feel like they can allow you to become a leader. I don't know. It's a really confusing part in the middle of your career, and I call it the murky middle. I recently did an Instagram IGTV video about the murky middle, so go and check that out if you haven't already. But basically, you can do everything you're being asked to do, but still not get anywhere in your career. And that's highly frustrating, isn't it? Have you been there? It's like you feel like you're doing everything right. You feel like you're being as good as possible with the quality of your work. You're doing everything that people tell you you should do, but you're still not getting anywhere. You're not being taken seriously. And we get stuck in this area. We get stuck being treated like a junior, but being expected to act like a senior. So people give us tasks like they would a junior person in our roles. So they would say, Tiff, do this, do that, because they're treating you like a junior. But also the expectation they have of you, because you've been there for however many years, is that you should be able to make your own decisions, and you should be able to, I guess, do some big picture planning, be more strategic. There's a mismatch in how you're being treated and what's expected of you. It's really frustrating. But now that you know this, you can do something about it. Okay, so people are giving you tasks, but they're also expecting you to come up with your own tasks. Annoying, huh? Now, the only way that you can start shifting people's, I guess, perceptions of you and how they treat you is you have to teach them how to treat you. I always say this, other people learn how to treat you based on how you treat yourself. I'm going to paraphrase that because this is really important. You teach other people how to treat you. So honestly, the only way you can get yourself out of this never-ending cycle of getting more and more tasks piled onto your to-do list is to break it yourself. And this might feel uncomfortable for you, especially if you're the type of person who loves to get stuff ticked off your to-do list. I'm going to challenge you now. That's actually the easy way out. Yes, you might be busy. Yes, you might be overloaded. And, you know, when you get things ticked off, you might feel good about yourself. But when you become a leader, you need to start deciding, are these things on my task list worthy of my time? Is this the most efficient way I can be using my time? Is this the most effective I can be? On top of being a little bit more mindful and intentional as to where you spend your time and energy at work in terms of what tasks you're doing, the other thing you need to do to act more like a leader and be seen more like a leader is to start making your own decisions based on your thoughts and experiences. So this is a bit of a switch of mentality from when you're a junior. When you first start out in your work field, you don't know anything. You don't necessarily have the, I guess, experience and expertise to make difficult decisions. And you might not always kind of feel like you can question your seniors. Now, questioning isn't a bad thing. Okay, when you question someone else, it's not necessarily saying that they're wrong or putting them down or making them feel bad for having a different opinion than you. It is really just laying out the fact, saying, okay, you've given me this advice or you've said something based on your expertise and you are way more senior than me. Cool, got that. However, I've also had experiences. I also have my own opinions, and these are mine. What do you think? When you can start having these really productive conversations of differences of opinions, again, this is what makes you act and be seen like a leader. Now, I'm not saying to go out there and oppose everything, you know, fact or piece of advice that people give you. But if you genuinely think that you've got a point of view that is valuable to share, then this is something you must do. You can't just sit there and say, oh, but he told me to do that, so I'll just do it, even though I think it's wrong. That is, again, a little bit lazy. You're no longer a junior. You're no longer there to be told what to do. Although people are telling you what to do, you now need to teach them that you've got your own opinions. You've got your own experiences. You might have your own point of view that is important to share, and it's important for them to know. Only by doing these things will you firstly, you know, start doing things that are valuable to you and start doing tasks that are more efficient. But also, people will start seeing you as someone with some expertise and experience. So often, I coach women who, and it's not their fault, it's just that we're never taught how to do it, but I coach women who feel like if they're told to do something a certain way, they must do it that way. Or if they're told to do something, they must do it. They don't kind of allow themselves the time and the space to question it. And sometimes they are so busy that they don't have the time or headspace to even think about it. So if you're the type of person who has so much on their to-do list that you are just a task horse, basically, you're just ticking things off your to-do list without thinking about them, then I need you to step up. I need you to stop and think, what is going on here? Am I doing the things that are most effective? Am I being the most valuable with my skills and expertise? Am I questioning advice and opinions when they're given to me? These are all ways that you can get yourself out of feeling stuck and feeling stagnant in your career. When you start showing that you have something extra to give to your team, that's when your career can start moving forwards, because you have proven to your colleagues and your leaders that you're more than just a task horse. You're someone who can think strategically. You're someone who can question big ideas and think about the big what ifs, or how do we, how could we do this? I'm going to finish off with a story from one of my coaching calls. And this was a call with, basically she was acting, she was doing all the stuff that an associate engineer would do. However, she wasn't able to quite get the promotion yet. And, Yes, it was unfair actually. She had a line manager who wasn't giving her any time, wasn't helping her to formalize her annual review goals. Therefore, she had nothing to base her next year's performance on. There were all these things up against her. And one of the things that she wanted to do more of in order to progress in her career was more business development. She wanted to get in front of clients. She loved doing that stuff, but she hardly ever got to do it because she was told she was too junior, she wasn't experienced enough, she's not done it before. And she was basically told, if you don't have a director with you, you can't start to do any business development. You're just not allowed. When she told me that, I was like, is that really true though? So this woman, out of no fault of her own, she was being a good employee. She was listening to her leaders and she was following advice. She was told that she wasn't allowed to do any sort of business development activity until she had a director come and be with her and supervise her, but also all the directors were too busy. How frustrating is that? So it's like she wanted to be more valuable to her workplace. She wanted to progress her career, but then she also wasn't allowed to. So I questioned her back. I said, is that true though? If you went and somehow won a new project, you did some business development outside of their advice for you to not do any business development without a director. But if you won some business, if you won some money for the business, do you think that they would tell you that you had done the wrong thing? You know, would they really come back and say, oh, but, you know, actually we can't accept this project because you're not allowed to do business development without a director? No, of course not. It's a business. They want to win projects. So sometimes you have to think a little bit more strategically than just getting advice and accepting opinions from other people. If people are telling you you're not allowed to do something, think about what it is that they're afraid of and what is it that they really want. So I guess this engineering company was probably afraid that this woman would go rogue and maybe say something that they thought wasn't correct or wasn't in line with the company values. However, what does the company really care about? They care about making money. They care about winning projects. So actually, if she went out and did this on her own, off her own back, then it actually wouldn't matter. I also asked her, okay, well, what would this director be doing with you anyway? Like, what is this business development activity where you had to have a director? And she said, well, the way that business development is done here is that you invite a client out for coffee and you discuss business things and then you discuss whether there's any jobs available. And I was like, okay, so at the moment you're not at the stage where you have any of those contacts, right? You know, she was an associate, not a director yet, and she said that she didn't really know where to start because she didn't have these high-flying clients who were also directors who knew where jobs were coming from. And so she was like, yeah, so I do need a director there with me. And again, you know, we thought about this more strategically. We brainstormed different ways that she could achieve the same result. And we came to the conclusion that she didn't need to do business development the way that her male leaders have all done it in the past. You don't have to just invite someone out for coffee. You can do it in different ways. I knew that this woman was really, really involved in women in engineering societies locally. She had heaps of networking connections. And I was like, use those, leverage those. You don't have to do business development the way that your leaders do it. Why don't you do a talk to your women in engineering group about the day-to-day work that you do, or maybe a really cool project that you worked on, and people will start knowing you as the expert. If they have or come across a need for a project where they need this type of engineer, They've heard you speak about it. They've heard how passionate you are. They've heard that you have expertise in this area, and they'll come to you. They'll remember you, right? So really, being strategic in your career sometimes means low-key breaking the rules, but you're breaking the rules because you are trying to get the best results for your team and for you. It also means thinking a bit creatively. So just because your leaders tell you it has to be done this way or it's always been done this way doesn't mean that you can't achieve the same result by doing it your own way. So I hope that this gives you a bit of a flavor of how, if you're feeling stagnant in your career, maybe you're being a little bit too much of a good girl, you're following advice, you are, you know, just accepting other people's opinions without voicing your own. And I really encourage you to start thinking a little bit more laterally, being more strategic and creative. If there is a blocker, if there's someone in your way, if someone's telling you you can't do something, or if no one's giving you the opportunity, think about how you could do it in a different way. How could you achieve the result in a different way? This is all stuff I'm going to be talking about in my next web class next Wednesday, so please do join me. Again, the link is in the show notes, or you can visit tiffanydawson.co/webclass. I really hope you can join me there, because the more women who can realize this and that they can start thinking a bit more strategically and thinking a bit more for themselves rather than just taking advice, the more female leaders we're going to have in STEM. And that is my whole mission. I want you to get there. I want you to be able to step up and be the next generation's leaders and role models as well. I do hope that if you're feeling stagnant in your career at the moment, that this episode has given you a little bit of a boost, a bit of a different way to approach your career moving forwards, and maybe even a sense of fun, adventure, experimentation as to how you can approach things differently to move yourself forward. If you're still not quite sure what to do, again, join me at my web class. Alternatively, get in contact with me if you would like coaching on this topic for your own career. I can let you know whether I feel that's suitable for you. You can contact me on any of the channels in the show notes below. But otherwise, if you got value out of today's podcast episode, then I would absolutely love it if you could give me a quick rating and review over on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. If you don't use any of those apps, the next best thing you can do is to share it with your friends. So send this episode to a friend who you know who could get so much out of this, or tag me on social media, you know, take a screenshot, share it on your Instagram stories and tag me in it at @TiffanyDawson_, and let me know what your biggest takeaway was. I'll be back with a fresh new episode next week, and until then, take care.